On January 31st, 2011, Zach Walls addressed the Iowa House Judiciary Committee in a public forum regarding full marriage equality. The 19-year-old son of a same-sex couple, Walls proudly proclaimed, "The sexual orientation of my parents has had zero effect on the content of my character." Hours later, his speech was posted on YouTube, where it went viral, quickly receiving more than 2 million views. By the end of the week, his name was well known, and folks wanted to hear more from the boy with two moms. Walls is an environmental engineering student and an Eagle Scout, yet growing up with two moms, he knows what it's like to feel different and to fear being made fun of or worse. At the age of 20, he has just written a memoir, My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. Zach Walls, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you
very much. Thanks for having me, Joe. I really appreciate it.
You know, we tried to get you on the show very shortly after the video hit, and I got a copy of it, and it moved me to tears. I'll be honest with you. I just sat there and said, oh, my God, what a... I mean, not only the issue itself, but just to see you there, emotional, and I thought, you know, this is the future of this country. God bless them. And I reached out to you, and you said yes, I'll be on. And then book agents got involved. So
I remember that definitely. And you know, I was excited. I was ready to go. My publicist was like, hold on there, kid.
Yeah, all right. So the fact that you're on today and on this morning, I really appreciate it. And you know what? Better yet, you're coming to our region. You're going to be at Odyssey Books, and we'll talk about that event in a few minutes. So people will get a chance to hear you live and also to get a book signed. So the timing is very good. And we've had a year to think about this as well. Obviously, you could not have had any idea that what you did that day in January 2011 would have had such an impact and an effect on people.
Yeah, no, there was really no way of predicting that at all. You know, it's the thing with going viral, it's like catching lightning in a bottle. And in my case, even it wasn't even that I caught lightning in a bottle, it was that lightning landed in a bottle and then rolled into my lap. You know, at that hearing, I could see the news cameras there from the local TV stations. What I didn't see was the flip cam that the Iowa House Democrats had put on desk 23. And I had no idea that the video was going to be uploaded to the internet, and so I only found out that the speech was going viral as all of my other friends and coworkers were finding out about it too. It was pretty incredible.
What struck me about the video is, as I mentioned, it was emotional. You were there with your family, right? You were surrounded by family.
No, I wasn't actually.
Oh, really?
Were in Iowa City.
Who were those people hugging you?
Yeah, no. At the end there, there were actually some. One of them was a staffer, actually, for One Iowa, the state's largest LGBT organization. Then another was a woman from Iowa's Interfaith Alliance. But no, my family actually, they weren't even watching live because it wasn't being aired on TV or anything. They didn't watch the video until the next day either.
Now, once they saw it, both Terry, who's your birth mom, right, and Jackie, your other mom, when they saw it, what was the reaction? Because they obviously knew that's how you felt anyway, but to see it expressed in a public forum like that must have been emotional for them.
Joe, you're kind of breaking up here. I'm getting some static on this line. I'm not sure.
I'm hearing you fine, although I do hear the static, but if you can, we'll try to correct. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, let me... Oh, hold on. It's a little... All right, how's that?
That's better.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So the question was, when they saw it, I mean, they obviously knew how you felt, I assume, but to see it in a public forum must have been emotional for them.
Oh, for sure. You know, they were, you know, just overwhelmingly proud. And actually, I think the reaction of my sister kind of is pretty revealing. You know, she said she watched the video, and her first thought immediately was, wow, that was awesome. And then her second thought was, oh my God, I hope nobody expects me to do that. And so, you know, this last year has been kind of this almost accident, really, in terms of how everything has unfolded. We really didn't have any sense when this whole journey started, as to where it would take us. So to have, this opportunity to get out there and put out a book and then to continue to share this story, all over the country is pretty incredible.
I don't know if you know this or not, and it's certainly not a a mandate, but it's a generally it's a rule of thumb, if you will, that you don't write your autobiography when you're 20. Generally speaking.
Sorry, hold on. I don't know what's going on with this phone.
Do you want us to? You know what? We can take.
Let me try calling back on my cell. I'm really sorry about this, Joe.
That's all right. We can. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get you reconnected, and then we'll try it again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Zach Walls is the author of My Two Moms: Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. It is published by Gotham Books. We will continue our conversation with Mr. Walls after this short break. Zach Walls is our guest. The name of the book, My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. It's published by Gotham Books. Zach is back on the line with us. Hopefully an improved connection. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know. I thought landlines were supposed to be more stable, but it seems like the cell is going to be the trick here.
Are you calling from a hotel?
Yeah,
Worst phones.
This one looks like it's from the 70s.
So yeah.
Maybe that was.
Hotels have the worst. I don't know. And the more expensive the hotel, the worse the phone, we found out. I don't know why
there
that is,
go.
But
it
seems to be the case. The question I was asking before we went to break is that, I don't know if you know this or not, but 20-year-olds aren't supposed to write their autobiographies.
Yeah, that was kind of my reaction, too. The book wasn't my idea. I was contacted by. I'm a literary agent here, and I'm actually in Manhattan as part of this this book tour. And I was kind of like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm 19. Teenagers don't write books like this. But even though the book is certainly a memoir, so to speak, the book really is, and even though my life experiences are obviously what constitute the body of the book, it's filled with a lot of observations. About the values that my mom's instilled in me. And I really do think that, aside from kind of being an issue book about same-sex marriage and addressing some of the myths and misconceptions that we still have to deal with to this day, there's also just a lot of information, a lot of stories about, growing up with good values in the 21st century.
I'm curious that because this video went viral and became such an event and became such a lightning rod, and I use that in a good sense, in the sense of that so many people came around it and said, look, this young man is articulating what so many of us believe. And yet, it should be noted that the reason you were there at the Iowa State Legislature was regarding this legislation, and it did not go your way, we should note.
No, definitely. And even though there's certainly been a lot of good in my own life that has arisen from that hearing, it really is an opportunity, and I used air quotes here when I said that in some senses I would rather have not had, insofar as I wish there hadn't been a constitutional amendment to speak against in the first place. So you're 100% right. The vote in the Iowa House went on to pass this constitutional amendment 62-37. Luckily, however, it did die in the Iowa Senate. And so for the moment, it's kind of calm. We're all holding our breaths ahead of this election here in the fall, after which we'll probably have a much clearer sense of which way a future vote may or may not go.
How active politically and socially are your moms, in the sense of would they be out doing this, or are they less demonstrative than you and are just proud of what you're doing, or do you gain some of that from them of wanting to go out and bang the drum?
No, not at all. Both of my moms they work full time for the Veterans Affairs Hospital and Clinic in Iowa City. They certainly, I think it's hard to be an LGBT person in this country and not be aware of the fact that your existence itself is political for some people.
Right.
But that being said, they haven't, they weren't activists. People are always surprised when I say this, but I had never been to a pride before all of this happened. I'd, never been in a parade, never been to a festival even. And so before all of this happened, I certainly was not an activist in any sense. And even though I'm out here certainly doing this and working on this cause for a little bit, you know, I don't expect this to be the trajectory of my life at all. You know, in the first place, that, you know, there are other issues that I care very passionately about, including the environment. And growing up as a Boy Scout, I spent a lot of time outdoors with conservation and preservation, and that means a lot to me. But then also, you know, I really, really hope this is not an issue that will, you know, still be in the kind of dialogue 10, 15 years from now.
How much, I'm curious of, because you touch on this in the book about, mm-hmm. you were picked on a bit as a kid for having, having two moms. And now you to many people, especially those who support the cause, you're a hero. And obviously I'm sure you're still taking your slings and arrows from some, but for the most part, it must be somewhat gratifying to see that there has been a turn in how your family situation is perceived by others.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, if you look back in the book, I talk about in particular in fourth grade being bullied, and then also how my mom's stepped in and helped me deal with that, you know, really empowering me to take that on. So you think, I started fourth grade in 2000, the year 2000. And you look at where the polling data was at, and then you compare that to now, today, where I would be a junior in college if I was still enrolled. In 2000, support for marriage equality in this country was at about 35%. Today, that number is 53%. That's more than a 50% increase over just over a decade. So there has been certainly this tremendous upswing in support, and to see that happen, so quickly, in a very formative part of my own life, it means a lot, and it gives me a lot of hope, to be honest, for the future. And I really do hope that, you know, this book and the advocacy that I'm continuing to do now can continue to be a part of moving those numbers, onward and upward.
Your mom, Terry, who, your tall mom, as you refer to her, mm-hmm. Where you get your height. Well, you're like 6'5", right?
That's right.
Yeah, you're 6'5". Okay. So, but you write in the book about her facing this MS, multiple mm-hmm. sclerosis diagnosis. Mm-hmm. That has to bring a family together too, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, in the loyalty chapter, I talk about this extensively, about how Jackie, who, because they weren't married, certainly was not legally obligated to stick around. But after learning of Terry's diagnosis, they'd been together for almost 5 years at that point. And so, she had a choice to make. And we are all incredibly thankful that, she stayed around and she, showed Zebby and me what loyalty really means. Zebby's my younger sister. And she really, provided some of the best examples that anybody could ever ask for. And it really kind of gets to the point about how, I think the book really is full of these examples of the values that my mom's instilled in me. In fact, if you look at the way the book is put together, the 12 tenets of the Scout law in Boy Scouts: a Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent are the 12 body chapters of the book. And it's in those chapters we learn kind of about the story and about, who I am and what those values mean to not just me, but also my family.
What about the whole scouting thing? Now, there's an organization that isn't known for its open thinking on the issue of homosexuality.
Definitely not.
So, but you have embraced it. You're an Eagle Scout. So is that something that many of us do with our religion, of you take what you can get out of it and try to overlook the bad stuff?
Yeah, no, that's a really great way of putting it, Joe. And further, the fact is that the Boy Scouts usually maintain this policy of religious diversity. And usually acknowledge that not everybody has this homogenous viewpoint of the world, and more often than not celebrates diversity among not just its participants but also its leaders. However, this is one issue where sometimes that adherence to religious diversity is sometimes overtaken by the fear of something different or something foreign, the fear of something that they can't understand. And then you have, as we saw just 2 weeks ago, this woman in Ohio, Jennifer Tyrell, a lesbian then mother who was forced to resign from her position in her son's Cub Scout pack because she's a lesbian woman. And so, you know, what I see here, and I talk about this in the book, is this very similar analogous situation to the United States government, where you have the federal government, similar to the Boy Scouts, national level, where you have this recognition, or this policy, I suppose, that a same-sex or LGBT people cannot be involved with the organization and with the federal government, that same-sex couples cannot be married. But then whether or not that policy is implemented is really left to the state government. So obviously here in New York and back home in Iowa, you have governments that recognize same-sex couples and LGBT rights. And similarly, in my own troop growing up, you know, in Iowa, it was certainly never an issue. And so, you know, what I take away from that is as soon as you sit people down and you have these conversations with them face-to-face and you actually get a sense of what it's like to grow up with LGBT parents or to be an LGBT person, you can overcome that fear that you know, as FDR once said, is really the only thing that we have to be worried about. And right. So I really do hope that the book does some work in addressing and putting to rest some of those concerns.
You're going to be at Odyssey Bookstore, it's May 10th. You're going to be there on May 10th, and
yep.
It's at 7 o'clock, and people can find out more information about the event by going to odysseybks.com, odysseybks.com, and mm-hmm. You will be there on the 10th of May, and you can find out about how to get a ticket to the event and all that good stuff by going to odysseybks.com. And are you still in school?
No, I withdrew from college this past fall to focus on advocacy full time. I am planning on returning to school in 2013. And Joe, just real quick, I did want to mention that I'll also be in upstate New York on May 12th at the Spruce Design and Decor Store in High Falls.
Oh yeah,
that'll be at 2 p.m. And I'm going to be doing a signing up there, and the proceeds are going to go to the Kingston LGBT Center. Really excited about that event.
That's fantastic. Good job. Well, good for you. You know, it's a delight to have you on the program. I thank you very much for being with us. So you go back to school in 2013 and continue with an environmental engineering?
That's right. You know, it's a double degree, environmental engineering and sustainability studies. You know, as I mentioned, the environment has been something about which I've been very passionate for a very long time. And my hope is at some point in the future to work in renewable energy. Or do an environmental impact analysis. At this point, you know, a lot of, if there's anything I've learned in the last year and a half, it's you have really no idea what the future holds for you. You're just going to have to play it by ear.
One video can...
At this point, that's kind of the plan.
One video can screw everything up.
Yeah. Right. In the best possible way. Though, yeah,
absolutely. Zach Walls's book is My Two Moms, and you can find out... And all the events are on your website at zachwalls.com, yes?
That's right.
Excellent. That's right. Zachwalls.com. Zach, a great pleasure to have you on the program. It's later than I wanted, but it's fantastic having you here. Thank you very much.
Joe, it was great to be here. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Again, the name of the book, My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. It's published by Gotham. Zach Walls will be at Odyssey Bookstore on the 10th. He has the event in Kingston on the High Falls, actually, on the 12th. And you can find out more information by going to zachwalls.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.